Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now from one game the media may not be taking seriously enough to a game that we may all be taking way too seriously. As you've no doubt heard, yesterday around noon, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez stormed out of his arbitration where he's facing accusations of taking performance-enhancing drugs, upset over the fact that the Major League Baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, would not be testifying himself. A-Rod promptly went from the cold hallways of a Manhattan courtroom, quote-unquote, to the warm embrace of WFAN Radio's Mike Francesa, who interviewed him for 45 minutes live on the radio yesterday afternoon. So let's talk about A-Rod's protest, the interview, and why Selig doesn't have to testify with Mike Pesca, NPR sports correspondent. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as if you haven't heard it 1,000 times, here is A-Rod from the interview on WFAN yesterday on why he got so upset.
Today I lost my mind. I banged a table and kicked a briefcase and slammed out of the room and just felt like this system, I knew it was restricted and I knew it wasn't fair, but what we saw today is just, it was disgusting. And the fact that the man from Milwaukee that put this suspension on me with not one bit of evidence, something I didn't do, and he doesn't have the courage to come look at me in the eye and tell me this is why I did 211, I shouldn't serve one inning. And this guy should come to our city. I know he doesn't like New York. I love this city. I love being a Yankee. My daughters grew up in New York. And for this guy, the embarrassment that he's put me and my family through, and he doesn't have the courage to come see me and tell me, this is why I'm going to destroy your career.
Alex Rodriguez yesterday. And for those of you who can't get enough, A-Rod, we did put the link on our page to the full Yes Network video of that interview at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So the central issue here, Mike, is the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, not coming to testify in A-Rod's steroids hearing. Why is Bud Selig not coming to testify, and why is it so important to A-Rod that he does?
That is what A-Rod would like to think is the central issue, or would like us to think. He doesn't have to testify. The rules of this process are that there is an arbitrator. Sitting to his left is a guy from Major League Baseball. Sitting to his right is a guy from the Players Union. And the guy from Major League Baseball is a guy named Rob Manfred. And in all of these type of hearings, anytime there's been a hearing, Selig hasn't come in. His deputy, Rob Manfred, has presented the case. And the analogy I would make, and this is not a judicial hearing at all, but it is an analogy that people who understand the legal process would get, is this is sort of like a defendant insisting that the DA be the one who oversee the trial and not the assistant DA, although maybe it's more accurate to say this is like insisting that the mayor of a town where they brought charges against an alleged criminal oversee the hearing. It's just not what Selig does. Now, I understand that A-Rod, if you take him at his word, why he would want that, and I understand his feelings that, like, his career is getting destroyed and Selig is his main antagonizer, and maybe Major League Baseball could have, you know, made an exception and had Selig testify, but I think that Manfred is the one who's best at testifying, and Major League Baseball said that, A, this is our process and we're not going to deviate from it, and B, we'd probably hurt our case if we had a guy who's not used to playing this role play the role just, you know, in the A-Rod quote-unquote prosecution.
Right, so you're making an analogy similar to one that I was making in our office this morning with the mayor and the DA. I was saying if I rob a bank, I am charged by the state with a crime. But yep. It's the people who are witnesses to the crime who are going to testify. It's not Governor Cuomo.
Right, there are witnesses who are testifying, and that's been going on. But this is where A-Rod Oh, he either had, you know, an honest breakdown, but it was the kind of honest breakdown. Hey, we've all been there, right? We lost our minds, and then 15 minutes later, our highly paid team of PR executives put out a perfectly worded press release. That happens, right?
But sure, it happens to me every day.
Yeah. That's what happens when a guy snaps. So, but even if it's calculated, you know, A-Rod is, though blowing up the process, this is his gambit. A lot of people have analogized it to Lance Armstrong, who said, this is a farce. I'm not going to participate in this. And, you know, we've seen what's happened to Lance Armstrong since. I do think, however, that analogy is not great because the powers that be with the IOC testing and USADA, which is the anti-drug agency, they're a lot more legitimate. And very importantly, the sanctions against the doper in international competition are clearly written down. And so Armstrong kind of knew that if everything against him was true, that he'd be getting a ban, probably a lifetime ban. Whereas the 211 games, and this is the thing that A-Rod really has to in his favor, it is arbitrary. No one has been able to articulate why it's 211, why it's not 209, why it's not 150, why it's not 50. I mean, a first-time offense under the drug agreement should be 50 games, and there are some exceptions to it. Baseball says, oh, it's because he tried to obstruct our investigation, but there's no rule that says an obstruction gets you an extra 161 games. But I think that A-Rod and his lawyers don't want to just argue this based on process. You know, they think there's something to be gained by making claims of, you know, look me in the eye and be a man, right, and then try to get a little bit of
right.
the public on his
so
side.
So there's an appeal to machismo there. And did A-Rod snap yesterday? Did he overreact? Well, here's another clip of him from the WFAN interview, followed by one of his lawyers.
I will tell my story. I will have a platform and a forum. And I thought, rightfully so, this should end with Selig on Thursday and me on Friday under oath. Put your money where your mouth is.
So you were going to still testify.
Or we can go to Milwaukee and we can do it there. If he
but you were going to still testify. You had never backed off.
I was going on Friday 9:30
okay.
in the morning.
Mike, if I may, Alex did not overreact in the slightest. There is no legal forum in the United States where a man does not get to face his accusers.
So just to be clear on the facts, Mike, Rodriguez is out.
Lawyer there, yeah.
Yeah, Rodriguez's outburst came after the arbiter ruled that Selig would not be compelled to testify. Does that mean that there was no chance that he could have forced him to do it, or that Selig may still choose to do it?
Oh, I don't think Selig will do it. I just don't think that's part of the process. And I think that doing that would allow Alex Rodriguez to be the one to dictate the terms. So I think it's unlikely.
So especially now.
Yeah, exactly.
And why does Rodriguez want it so much? Or is Selig testifying really not that big a thing to Rodriguez? It's just something he and his lawyers are using to distract attention from the real central question, which is, did he do what he's accused of?
Right. And so, you know, we heard his articulation of why he wants it. This guy's destroying me and it doesn't have even the guts to look me in the eye. Maybe it's what his lawyers are saying. Maybe it's a Hail Mary. Okay, let's use a baseball metaphor. Maybe it's a suicide squeeze to just blow up a process that he thought was going against him. Although I do have to say that weird number of 211 games, you'd think that at least part of that would be in his favor. But maybe they sensed, all right, there's going to be a compromise and I'll really – you know, A-Rod will really get 150 games, and they couldn't live with that. Or maybe, you know, A-Rod is illogically convinced that he still has some value in his brand, and if he can get a certain segment of the community to still love him, then maybe he'll be able to, you know, monetize that. I mean, I think that's a little insane, but you never know what guys who are in the cloistered world of yes men think about themselves. And, you know, that's the last thing you said where you asked, you know, is he just trying to detract attention from if he did or didn't do steroids? You know, Mike Francesa did ask him that question. And even though the interview...
And wait a minute.
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
All right, cool.
Were you guilty of any of these charges?
No. And I should have
Did you do anything wrong?
No.
Did you do any PEDs?
No.
Did you obstruct just anybody, any witnesses? Did you do anything that they accuse you of
no.
doing?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So you're guilty in your mind of nothing?
I feel like I should be there opening day.
Now, Mike Pesca, as the NPR sports correspondent of record at the moment, here on the show right now, was that the first time that you had ever heard a full, flat-out denial from A-Rod, and were you surprised?
On these specific charges, I think I've heard him deny them, but, you know, not down the list. And no, I wasn't surprised. I mean, his lawyers have been sort of cautious in talking about the process rather than the denial. But here you have A-Rod. Everyone has an opinion on him, and mostly in New York and throughout the world, even maybe more, it's a negative opinion. And people just think he's a steroid user. And, of course, everyone has an opinion on Mike Francesa. And, of course, it was a really chummy interview. That's why Francesa landed the interview. Because on his radio show, he's been questioning the process a lot. He has never said, I don't think A-Rod didn't do steroids. It would be foolish for an unbiased observer or even a biased observer to maintain that. But, you know, he really has just focused his ire on this process, and yeah. I guess that's one of the reasons why A-Rod gave him the interview. But this interview was so heavily criticized, I think, for its tone. But all the questions that you wanted to be there were there, including a really good first question, like I have to tell you. But the first question was this good open-ended question where he said, what happened today? And A-Rod laid it out. And then he went through, not maybe exactly the bill of particulars, but you'd want all those questions to be asked. They were answered. Maybe Francesa didn't push him a lot on, you had this association, that A-Rod's main accuser is this guy named Tony Bosch, who ran a biogenesis anti-aging clinic. And it just boggles the mind that a guy of A-Rod's resources and, you know, access to any doctor in the world would go to this snake oil salesman based out of anything honest, other than wanting PEDs. And Francesa didn't really push him on that. But other than that, Major League Baseball said we have mountains of evidence. But they haven't exactly said what the evidence is. They don't have to. That's what the process is for. But because there's nothing that an interviewer can point to and say, how do you possibly explain this? I mean, what's Francesa really supposed to do? You can adopt a different tone. You can put him on the defensive. But in terms, I think, maybe I'm missing something, but in terms of just the questions asked and the questions answered, that's what I wanted to see.
Bob on our comments page writes, an old lawyer's axiom taught to every first-year student. If the facts are against you, bang on the law. If the law is against you, bang on the facts. If both facts and law are against you, bang on the table. And if you're A-Rod, then get up and leave.
bang on the microphones of WFAN, yes.
And banging on the microphones of WNYC, NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a woman who was the victim of Pakistan's blasphemy laws. I don't know if she banged on the table, but she did leave. She's in the United States now teaching in the Sunni system, and we will hear her story. Stay with us.